which one is this? One of those slaves was essence, one was form. And here the essence is going to die, and the essence will die. So this sign, yes.
And when his slave dies, the next of kin will scatter pieces of bread upon the dogs and beggars. He heard this and sold his slave. He was saved from loss, and his face was lit up. He was given thanks and making merry, saying, I have been saved from three calamities in the world. Since I learned the language of the fowl and the dog, I have pierced the eye of evil destiny.
Aha! First of all, evil destiny is a bad translation. It's correct literally, but it's not this. Because when we say it, we mean something else. Do you remember what we mean? Right at the beginning, Rumi talked about this. And the first session I will talk about it, I will not forget. Because there is this silly idea which has been developed by religious institutions about qada. This su'ul qada that says here, bad happenings. And they have this idea that, yes, you know what? A fellow is sitting up there watching me, and I don't know, they do sometimes something to do something bad to me. So it's their fault. This is the idea of a lot of believers. They believe that, yes, there are some negative happening that comes from that space, I don't know. As if the devils are doing it. But is that correct? The word, first of all, means consequence. The environment, everything being ready for something. And from the same word, you have the judge and judgment. Right? You have the readiness of something to happen and all of that. But the silly people, they want to have that one as an excuse. Whatever bad they do and something bad comes to them, they say, oh, this was the bad omen. The translation will be something like that, bad omen. What is bad omen? There is no bad omen or good omen. Omen means reporting something from future. There is no good or bad in reporting something, in understanding it. So, Rumi will talk about it in the first book, will bring another word that the Iranians will not use normally. It's muqzi. And they say, look at this one. Means the prepared condition for something to arrive. Conditioning something like that. Then there is another word that we put them together. It's qaza wa qadar. When you put them together, they point towards the sky. But Rumi explained qadar in the opening of the second book. He said qadar means size, means dimension. And everything in this universe has a dimension and a limitation. And he said all of this, why? To say, accept what God could give to some fellow. Means about this wisdom that we are going to talk. Do not think about dimensions, sizes. This is not like the knowledge that you know a little bit, then a little bit more, and more, and more, and more. This is being blind or not. So there is no size. You cannot say, I know half of the wisdom. Wisdom is there or not, period. But knowledge, oh, I have a limited knowledge. And I could expand it. he talked about these two differences. Here he brings it in this story again to say, look at this guy. This guy thinks that, you know what? I beat the guys up there as if they wanted to do something bad to me, and I stopped. Why do you think they want to do something bad to you? First of all, who are you? Oh, you are that one which is half of the existence, right? It's me, I'm outside. Like that, you think? But they always think that, yes. Here he will say, I blinded somehow that bad happening, bad omen to come to me. No, you sold some of your belongings. So now you don't have those belongings, you have a little bit money. What did you gain? What happened here? Did you learn something? So the knowledge didn't change, and the wisdom was not there to begin with. This is how it works, yes?
Next day, the disappointed dog said, "Oh, dribbling cock, where are the sundries?" How the cock became abashed before the dog on account of being false and those three promises. How long, pray, how long your falsehood and deceit? Surely nothing but falsehood flies out of your nest.
Again, something interesting. If the first verse of the second paragraph move up, then the first paragraph will finish, then the answer will come, right? But he cut it between two verses of the dog talking, intentionally cut it off to show you that I'm following, but this is another matter. Everything happened over there. Look at that paragraph. All the story is there, right from the beginning, talking these two animals, all selling the horse, selling the dog, selling this, selling the donkey, selling the slave. All of that happened in just one paragraph. Okay, next paragraph is the continuum of that. But pay attention, yes?
He said, "Far be it from me, from my kind, that we should become afflicted with falsehood. We cocks are very vergacious, like the museum. We are observers of the sun as well as seekers of time. We are watchers of the sun inwardly, though you may turn it basin upside down over us. The watchers of the sun are the saints, in the flesh, acquainted with the divine mysteries. God gave our family as a gift to man to call to the ritual prayer in preparation. If a mistake be committed by us in giving the call to prayer at the wrong time, it will become the cause of our being killed."
Okay. All the defense was here. All the defense you have for your thought, for your thinking system, for that, looking for profit only and doing this and that and that. What was all that? Look at the cock, and what is he talking about? First of all, he will say, my type of people. Here, there is no my type, because this one is the exception within the birds, right? So he's not supposed to talk about birds because he cannot fly. But he did it. Then he brought in all these prophets and all these people to say what? First he claimed that I am the keeper of the sun. Is he the keeper of the sun? Or he's just a clock which knows one single time and not properly? Because at the end he will say, yes, there are a lot of cocks that they will do the mistake and it's finished. He brings it as being the victim even in here, defending himself, say that we, even if you cover us with something, we know when the sun comes up. It's a lie. It doesn't work that way. Then they will say, oh, look at the prophets, and they know all the secrets of God. Isn't that the way your brain is talking to you? That I know the secrets, I understand what God is and all that. Then you will claim that God created us for the sound of the prayer, and we are a gift to human being. A gift to human being is thinking. There are so many birds, and none of them is like him, but he claims all of that. And at the end we'll confess that if we, oh, you know what, our job is very difficult, because the first mistake, they will kill us. Then listen to the rest. Yes.
To say at the wrong time, come to welfare, will make our blood of no account, unless it...
What was that about? Suddenly he claimed that he is a saint that cannot do something wrong. And he was the first one who brought the word of God to the prophet, Lahi. All of these claims for what? To cover up what he had said and didn't happen. Because the future is not fixed, period. Do you remember we talk about future, how Rumi talks about future? He always says, don't talk about future. What do you know about future? Zilch. So, you shouldn't talk about future. Talk about now. Now you should stand up. Now you should be responsible. Now, talk about now. Because past is past and future is not here yet. Of course, in the argument, we accept that yes, we are planning for the future, but that's not the future. Do you remember? Switching first and last. So for us, the first is the last. And the last is the first. For you, agriculture starts and the last is apple. This is because you're blind. You don't see the apple in the mind of the fellow who has started it. The apple is there. The idea of the apple is first. So for us, first is last, last is first. We don't believe in that kind of looking at the future as a working clock. We know the magic is here. We know suddenly, because we're not talking about this. We're talking about this. And we know that suddenly this fellow could change 100%. We have seen it. Somebody who is a careless fellow suddenly falls in love. And another personality comes out that nobody could believe. We have seen the magic. Nobody could explain the Mozart. In this field, we don't talk about future like that. But this guy, you say, no, this is what it is. And I am the carrier of the Wahy, even. Yes?
It's only the Ka, the soul of inspiration, that is protected and purged of error. His slave died in the house of the purchaser. That was the purchaser's loss entirely. He saved his money, but he shed his own blood. Understand well.
Now, you should understand the explanation. These coming verses are the explanation of really what happened here. Because you were looking at what? We were looking at something happening, something happening, something happening. But Rumi made it like this, and now we'll explain it that with all this I meant there is a price to pay for something. If you skip paying the price goes up. Because you change everything and you owe this and the interest comes in it. That's how it works. Because